I don't know how old it is, but they've only been selling these since about 2021, so it's not that old, but man, it looks like it's been dragged behind a car and through a mud pit, and I don't know what happened to this radio, but I saw it, I'm like, that's an $800 radio if you go buy it new. So I'll pay 80 bucks, I'll try it. You know, it didn't have the battery, didn't have the antenna charger. I bought those pieces, and we'll see how it works. Seems like it's okay. It looks horrible, but it looks like it's been drugged through hell, but whatever, I guess it works.
Very good. Well, you don't have to worry about scratching it up. You don't have to baby it, you know. You don't have to worry about it. When I buy radios, I buy inexpensive ones that I don't care if they get lost or get scratched up. I just throw it out and get another one. But anything under $100, you know, if it works under $100, it's a good deal. If it lasts a year or two, that's a good deal, right? But yeah, my first HQ was about $450. That's back in 1990 money, which is about $1,000 in today's money.